Sangapala went ahead and started looking for a rental property that they could have the monks come to. And then, I think that was like in the winter of like late 95, early 96, because I'd already gone sort of public that I was involved. And then, because I remember discussing with him in Thailand, and that this was a possible, it was like early 96, and negotiations were going on. But then what happened is they found that this property right here was being rented by somebody, so then they contacted the owner, see if it was possible to rent it. They weren't, and then the owner sort of said, well, I'm actually just, he was renting it, but then he said, well, I'm actually just drawing up the paperwork now to sell, so you can either buy it or forget it. And so they scrambled and were able to arrange for purchase. Of course, they didn't have any money, but Sangapala Foundation was rolling in dough in those days, ready to make real estate commit. They had $15,000 in the bank. So that's, which, even in those days, it wasn't much money. everything, there's lots of goodwill and lots of people helping from all sorts of, so that just that sense of, okay, they're reflecting on sort of the beginnings of Abhayagiri and the continuity of Abhayagiri. It relies on so many people. Both, say, within the Sangha and within the greater community, helping out and giving support in so many different ways.